Let's ask him to build our house. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 301. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. How are you today? Today, our chapters are short. They're Psalms 125 through 127. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, even though today's chapters are short, we know that they have rich value because they're your words. Help us to ponder them today, and I ask that you speak to us as we do. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, from this time forth and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. Psalms chapter 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negeb. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Psalms chapter 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. Let's talk about Psalms 127 today, shall we? While some scholars believe that the author of this psalm is David writing to Solomon, most scholars believe that this psalm was written by Solomon. He was, of course, the son of King David, and he succeeded David to the throne. Solomon is known for many things, but he's most noted for being the wisest man who ever lived, for writing the Old Testament books of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, and, of course, for building the first temple in Jerusalem. It's believed that Solomon had the building of the temple in mind when he wrote the opening words of this psalm. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Of course, this thought can be applied to building a family or pretty much any other endeavor, can't it? If God is not in it, there will be no lasting value. Well, with that in mind, it's always a good idea to seek God's will and his blessing in any undertaking. Let's ask God to guide our steps and our decisions. Let's invite him to step in and take over in our home, our work, our school, our church, and our government. Let's ask him to build our house, because we don't want our labor to be in vain, do we? We want the fruit of our labor to last. Don't you agree? Have any comments? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Our reading tomorrow, speaking of Solomon, will be Ecclesiastes 3 and 4. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.